Welcome to this episode of the Motherkind podcast, sponsored by Stocker. This is the show that's going to help you feel more confident and empowered in motherhood, especially in this world of judgment and pressure. And a very special welcome to what we are calling Mother's Week here at Motherkind, because it is Mother's Day this Sunday, the 10th of March. So this week, we are going to release an episode every single day. I know my schedule has been a little out of control. It is a mix of solo episodes, some incredible guests, and a community Q&A. So for this first episode of the week, I really wanted to address the elephant in the room, which is that for many, Mother's Day, far from being all florals and breakfast in bed, can actually bring up many conflicting emotions. Of course, it brings joy, but it can also bring sadness, grief, confusion, and anger even. Maybe you've recently lost your mum. Maybe you've lost a child, or you're struggling to conceive, or you've had miscarriages. Maybe you've got a complex relationship with your own mother. Maybe you've got a complex relationship with your children or stepchildren. Maybe it's your first Mother's Day since you've separated. Maybe you're co-parenting with a narcissist or a tricky person. Maybe you're just struggling with motherhood right now, and all the florals and celebrations and the ease of motherly love seem to jar with your experience of it. There are hundreds more reasons why Mother's Day could be tricky this year. So I really wanted to hold space this week and offer some tools and support for if you're facing complex emotions for any reason. And, you know, it's important to say that if Mother's Day for you is straightforward, if it is just a happy day of celebration, then please listen to this episode, because you will have friends in your life for whom it is complicated, and they are going to need you to support them if they're going to find it harder this year. One of my really good friends, she sadly lost her mum last week, and I can only imagine how hard this Mother's Day is going to be for her. So I'm already thinking about what I can do to support her. So this isn't just about us. This is about us as a community of mothers coming together to support each other this Mother's Day. So I'm going to chat about five ways you can support yourself this Mother's Day, even with these complex feelings that it can bring up, so you can experience some more peace around your emotional experience and, of course, support someone else who might need you this Mother's Day. All right, so let's dive in. The number one tool that I have is reflect. So actually, reflect is always the first step for me when I'm facing anything, because we can't get clarity on what we're feeling or what we need without a moment of space to reflect. You know, maybe it's just 5 minutes. One of my favorite coaching quotes is that the quality of your experience depends on the quality of the questions that you ask yourself. And I've absolutely found that to be true. So here's some really simple questions that you can ask yourself this Mother's Day to help you get some clarity on your emotions around it. The first one is, what does Mother's Day mean to you? What does it mean? Like, is it important to you? Do you even care about it? What does it bring up for you? What emotions does it bring? Does it bring sadness, joy, anger, pain, or maybe just nothing? Maybe there's a sort of numbness there. I remember right now in this first step, we're just noticing. We're not judging any of these feelings. We're not trying to change them. We're just trying to notice them. So that is the first step, is just to give yourself 5 minutes to think about, what does this day even mean to me? And equally, have a think about what it might mean to some of your friends and the people that might need you to support them. Okay, so number two is, once you've got some clarity around that, welcome in that emotional experience. So our tendency, and my tendency, is to want to ignore our feelings. Loads of us just haven't been taught how to process emotions, particularly complex ones or conflicting ones like joy and grief. What do we do with that? So we tend to want to ignore them. We think that if we ignore our feelings, then maybe they'll go away and leave us alone. Sadly, it doesn't work that way. You know, I've learned that feelings need to be felt. And the longer we avoid them, numb, or try and run from them, the louder they get. I think it was Philippa Perry that said to me on the podcast, you know, think about it, when you're not heard, you get louder and louder, and emotions are the same. Or to put it another way, what we resist persists. So it's so counterintuitive, isn't it, to feel our feelings. What does that even mean? Well, the best place to start is to connect to how they feel in your body. So just take 5 minutes as you think about Mother's Day. Tune into what feelings might be coming up for you. Where do you feel it? Is there a tightness in your chest? Perhaps that's grief. Is there a sadness that comes up? Is there an anger that rises in your belly? Just notice it. That is processing your feelings. And I know what you're thinking. You might be thinking, Zoe, I do not have time for this. Well, I discovered a couple of years ago the most incredible book and TED Talk by Jill Bolte-Taylor, who's a neuroscientist, who discovered that emotions actually only take 60 seconds to process through our body. It is the thinking and the repressing, the ignoring and everything else that we do with those emotions that make them stick around and get louder and louder and harder to untangle. So just do the 60-second tour with me. Tune in. How do you feel? What's going on in your body? Don't judge what's coming up. Just allow it to pass through you. Feelings are not facts. They're just feelings. They're just giving you some information about how you feel. I have got a lot to say on this and we don't have time, so I will do a separate episode all about this. But the last thing I just want to say on this second tool is be gentle with yourself and use this magic phrase that I absolutely love. It's not surprising that I'm feeling X given Y. So it's not surprising that I'm feeling sad about Mother's Day this year, given what's been happening in my world. Or it's not surprising that I feel angry that yet again, nothing has been organized for me this year. Or it's not surprising that I feel grief, given the losses that I've had recently. It's not surprising that, given that. So that was the second tool, is to welcome in and allow those feelings. The third tool is support. How do you want to be supported? You know, for a long time, my default was to handle things on my own. I would struggle, I would get through it, and then I maybe tell people once I'd processed it and dealt with it. That isn't vulnerability, and that isn't actually how we connect with people. We connect with people by sharing the messy middle, and I still find this hard. So I want you to have a think about who is it that I can share how I'm feeling with? And I want you to make sure that they're a safe person. And by that, I mean, they're not going to judge you. They're not going to fix you, but they can hold space for your feelings. My greatest wish is that you have someone like that in your life. If you don't, you can go out into nature, go out and find a river or a tree and just speak it out. There's incredible research behind the power of doing that as well. So I hope that you have someone in your life who can support you. I hope that you have someone who can say, that sounds really hard, not have you tried, or worse still, at least you had your mum for a few years, at least you could get pregnant. It's the worst thing that you can say to anyone who brings an emotional problem with you. So I really hope you've got someone in your life who can hold space in that way. If you do, ask them how you want to be supported. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stresses, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. And therapy is a space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. Therapy is just an incredible, safe, non-judgmental space. I absolutely love it. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, which I think as busy mums is what we all need. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/motherkind today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/motherkind. How do you want to be supported? And I think we're so not used to asking that question that I often get blank faces. back at me. So I want you to have a think. How do I want to be supported this Mother's Day? What would feel really good for me? And I want you to remember that you matter and your experience of this day matters as well. And your emotional experience of this day matters. So allow yourself to be supported by the people that love you. Tool number four is boundaries. If you know me, if you know the podcast, you will know I'm pretty obsessed with boundaries. I think they're the foundation for a happier motherhood and healthier relationships all round. So I want you to think about what boundaries do I need to put in place this Mother's Day? There are two types of boundaries that I teach. The first one is internal boundaries. So that is, what boundaries do you need to set with yourself? So maybe you need to think to yourself, I'm not going to look on social media on Mother's Day because I'm going to find it too triggering this year. Or, you know, I'm not going to find out what my ex is doing with his new partner and her kids this Mother's Day. That would be an example of an internal boundary, a behavior that you're going to do that's going to keep yourself safe, that's going to keep you feeling better around this day and this time. External boundaries are the boundaries that we set with other people. An example might be, I'm going to tell my mum that I'm going to give her a call, but I'm not actually going to be seeing her this year on Mother's Day. So those are boundaries that we set with other people. Or it might be a boundary with your partner and kids. You know, this is what I want to happen this Mother's Day. Remember, the boundaries aren't to punish or control people. Boundaries are to communicate what you need. It's a way that you tell yourself and people around you what you need. It's not about trying to change others or be passive aggressive with it. Boundaries are really misunderstood in that way. It's what you are going to do. We've got so many episodes on this. We've actually got a whole episode with a world-leading boundaries expert, Melissa Urban. We'll link that in the show notes for you. So you've figured out how you feel about this Mother's Day. You've welcomed in those emotions. Hopefully you've done a tiny bit of processing around it. You've thought about sharing that with someone and how you want to be supported. We've thought about what boundaries you need, how you're going to figure out what's going to work for you. The last tool that I want to give you is celebrate. So, you know, whatever emotions you're facing, whatever situation you're facing this Mother's Day, I want you to celebrate you. Celebrate how far you've come, how much you've given, how much motherhood has changed you. Celebrate the woman that you're in the process of becoming. So how do you want to celebrate? What would feel amazing to you? And I really want you to take the shoulds out of this. I had a client a few years ago and she said, you know, this Mother's Day, I really just want the day to myself. I actually don't want to be with my kids. And her next thing that she said was, but shouldn't I want to be with them? And whenever we hear that word should, we know that we've left our truth, we've left what we really want, and we're into what we think society expects of us or what other people think of us. So be true to what you want. You don't have to make it mean so much. It's okay. It's okay to want what you want. I can't emphasize that enough. Trust yourself. Trust those nudges of what you want. And maybe you do want to spend the whole day on your own, but actually you're just going to do that for the afternoon. That's good too, but make it work for you. So what do you want? And ask. It's completely okay to say to your kids, this is how I'd like to be celebrated. It's okay to say to your friends or your partner or whoever supports you in your motherhood journey, this is how I would like to be celebrated. So often we think that we've got a glass head and people can see what we're thinking and what we want, and they can't. If you want your expectations to be met around Mother's Day and what you want, ask for it. Tell people what you'd want. I can't tell you how important that is. And you know, motherhood, we all know this. Motherhood is one of the most invisible roles there is. No one sees the hundreds upon hundreds of hours that we've spent soothing, parenting, organizing, sorting, worrying, managing, juggling. No one sees it. It's invisible. So make it visible for yourself this Mother's Day. Make sure that you take a moment just to validate yourself, to celebrate yourself and to thank yourself, because you really do deserve that. Okay, so those are my five tools for how to support yourself if Mother's Day feels complicated for you. I really hope that was helpful. My greatest wish is that even one thing that I've said in this episode is going to help you have a happier Mother's Day. We are releasing an episode every single day this week, so come back tomorrow for another incredible episode. We carry the conversation over on Instagram, zoe.blasky. So I will see you next time.